This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we get to hear the unique loops of Woolen Lover, a live loop artist at Blooming Grounds. We get to hear how she came up with her name, her inspirations, and learn about some of the items she uses to make her loops. This is KJ with Woolen Lover on the Live Feed. You just performed. How did it go?
I think it was really fun. I think the audience had fun, and I had a lot of fun. It felt really playful.
Awesome. It was pretty enjoyable. New experiences are always nice. What would you call your performance?
I would probably call it... It's sort of a mix of performance art, a lot of music, a little bit of dance. Yeah, so somewhere in that realm of performance music.
Questions, I only write about questions, live and bend my heart does for you.
Da 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 da
settling into a new habitat.
What kind of music do you blend?
Electronic, for sure. I use a loop pedal and a synthesizer. And I like to use organic sounds, too, so it's not totally just machines. So, like, found sounds around the house and vocals, of course. And then, yeah, people in the audience, like, blending the energy of the audience. So, indie or electronic, experimental.
Awesome. What made you get into this type of music, and how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, I used to do, like, acoustic guitar, mm-hmm. which I still love, but it's just I wanted to do what was interesting to me and what I wanted to be seeing and hearing. I just wanted to be excited and interested and to flip it, not be bored, right? When did I start? I think Wool and Lover started 3 years ago. So yeah, it's been going for a little bit now.
Nice, that's quite a bit of time. What are some of your influences?
These are good questions. Juana Molina. I'm going to name some looping artists because I do looping. Juana Molina, Toon Yards, Dosh, who does lots of really cool live sounds and looping. And then, like, The Knife is a huge influence. The band Why, with a question mark. Modest Mouse, yeah, to name a few.
Sweet, I'll have to check a few of them out and see what they have. Where did the name Woolen Lover come from?
Oh, I don't think anybody's actually ever asked me that. It comes from a John Berryman poem, and it's the first of 77 dream songs, and the line is, "All the world, like a woolen lover, once did seem on his side." So what's that term from that line of poetry?
It's pretty cool. I've seen a few artists that get their names from poetry or different things in their environment, so that's really cool that it came from a poem. What do you mean by intersection of music and movement? I saw this on your website.
Intersection of music and movement. Well, music has been my main thing for a while, but I'm also a really big dancer or mover, as I like to call it, and so I'm just really interested in blending those art forms. And so a little bit happened tonight with, you know, asking the audience if they wanted to do movement. It's a little different in a cafe. I think there's a little apprehension to be getting up and moving. But yeah, I want to inhabit all aspects of our experience. So moving is another dimension besides listening. That's kind of the aspiration. And I'll be doing more of that with the next album coming out. of having like more set movements to go along with it.
Nice. Yeah, I was a little apprehensive of getting up and moving. I'm like, do I? I just decided not to. I'm like, I'll watch.
Did you want to?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm a dancer, so.
You are?
I love to dance. Yeah. So do you use samples that you create ahead of time, and what kind of things do you sample?
I don't use any pre-made samples. The only thing, because I wanted to make it all live in front of people, which is very anxiety producing, but I feel like that's part of making an authentic experience out of looping. And so the only thing that I'll do is just record one sound, like doing a beat for me. So that, because that is really hard to do live, is to get the loop to do a correct beat. And a lot of people will say that when they try looping. So that's it. It's just one instrument making a sound.
Awesome. So the next question actually was, looping live, is it difficult to do?
Yeah.
So we kind of touched on it.
Yeah.
So what kind of items do you use to make the sounds that you have?
I've got a wrench, flutes, drumsticks, a shaker, a little candy container, rocks, really anything that you find around the house or out in the world. They're like, oh, this would sound great in a song.
Thank you. What's the most challenging part of doing this type of music?
It's not as challenging as it was initially, but doing it in front of people obviously was terrifying at first because you get it wrong, it's recorded into it. But you kind of learn that that's part of the beauty of it, is either fixing your mistake or going with the mistake.
Awesome. Do you have an album out? And if so, what is your recording process like?
I do have an album. It's called How Do We Stay Alive? And I have just home recording. So last time, that album was an 8-track that I used at home. And then I did all the mixing and I had a friend do the mastering. And this new one, it's very similar. I just have a different device that I'm using to record it myself because it's affordable. Yeah.
Nice. It's nice that you're doing it at home and in your own terms, so you're not with like a record label?
I'm not.
Okay, all right. Do you have any plans for a tour possibly, or just continue doing stuff like this at the coffee house?
I do have lots of machinations about like Midwest tours. I'd love to tour anywhere, but my next plan is with the next album to do sort of a circuit. Maybe it might not be like a continual tour, but just like go to Milwaukee, La Crosse. And yeah, I do love playing cafes, but I actually don't really play them that much. It's just that Blooming Grounds is kind of a different vibe where they seem more amenable to my type of music.
Awesome. So what's with the phrase, come, let's ride the wind? I also saw this on your website.
You're so great. You read all the way till the end?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so...
I had to know everything I could about this. I've never heard of this stuff.
I really appreciate that. Like someone reading what I wrote. Come, let's ride the wind. Yeah, I mean, I think it was not something I thought about too much. It's just kind of how I live, is like, come on, let's go adventure. Like, let's go ride a flying carpet. Let's do this together, right? Let's make the world magical. Let's make it better. Like, that's what it means to me. It's like, let's do this. Like, come with me.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Just every moment is an adventure. What equipment do you always use to perform?
Well, the loop pedal for sure is like the heart of what I do. And the synthesizer, microphone. And then I have that bin. It's like a storage bin from my childhood. This is my bass drum. So I always have that. And then, yeah, the objects. If I'm playing the same regular songs, then they always stay the same. So, like, I always have the wrench or, like, the glass on the spoon on the glass. Yeah.
Fun objects. How do you come up with new ideas?
That's also a really great question. I always carry a journal everywhere. Like, it has to be there because there's way too many times in the past where if you have an idea and you don't write it down, it will go away. And then you can't look at it to decide whether it was good or not. So I write down a lot, and then like a small percentage actually gets used. And then just playing, like just showing up, and then like playing, not just literally like playing the music, but like playing with the sounds, like playfully.
Audience.
Yeah. Yeah. And the audience, I guess there's some stuff that has come from the audience participation, but yeah. It's mostly just playing and being curious is coming up with new stuff, but it comes from so many different places. Mm-hmm. Like not just
one.
Yeah.
Sweet. Last question. Where can people learn more about you and see upcoming performances?
I have a website. It's woolenlover.wordpress.com. So check that out. I have a SoundCloud with free music, and I have a Facebook page, and so the events are on the Facebook page and they're on the website.
All right, thank you so much, Woolen Lover, for letting me interview tonight. Your show was amazing.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Let your life rise as the sun.
stop.
Thank you again to Woolen Lover for the interview. To learn more about her, you can visit her website at woolenlover.wordpress.com. To stream tonight's episode or any other episode of the live feed, go to kqal.org under Media Program Archives. This is KJ on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.